Hello there. Am I speaking with Jacob?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
4 years.
So let me see. Okay, between 3 and 12. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Tile setter, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, stone mason, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, PCC, cement mason or PCC, okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Apprentice.
Apprentice, okay. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, or over the past 12 months? In your craft? Yes.
I've been working every day.
So, see, you've never been out of work in the last 1 month. Is that correct?
No.
All right. So, yeah. 0 weeks. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
Have I what?
Have you found it necessary to work for non-union contractors?
No.
Over the past year, no. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I have not.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yeah, there's more now than there was last year.
More now? Okay.
Yeah.
How about union construction projects? Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same time, the same amount as last year.
Same? Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
I'm not really sure.
Don't know?
No.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I honestly can't remember.
Now, we're talking about the steward, shop steward appointed by the union. Was there any store appointed by the union or any of the work you performed over the past 12 months?
Not one of our union stewards, but the general contractors had stewards out there.
No, we're talking about union stewards. So you didn't have a union steward appointed?
If I did, I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, very well. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the state or local government or through the federal government? Or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
In the next year?
In the next 1 month, yes, sir.
I think less.
Less unemployment, all right. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will be better, will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get better, I hope.
Get better? Yes, we all do. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns?
I don't really have any safety concerns.
No real safety concerns, okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Was that in person or online?
In person.
In person. Very well. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like union organizing. Have you done that in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
Union organizing?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so.
No. Okay. How about picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
No, okay, moving on. Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Would you consider, like, phone calls?
No. We're talking a union representative visit in person.
No.
Never?
Never.
Never. Okay. Okay, changing subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources, from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And what we have here is friends and neighbors, the internet on social media, local TV news programming, cable news, radio, and print or online newspapers. Which one is your main source of news?
The radio.
Radio. Okay, so that's number one. Number two would be? Friends and internet, local TV news, friends and neighbors, cable news, or newspapers?
Internet.
Very well. We just got to get them in order, and then we move on. So after the internet, could it be friends and neighbors, local TV, cable news, or print paper, online newspapers? Online newspapers? Print online newspapers?
No. Family and friends.
Family and friends. All right. That's the third one. And after that, could it be local TV news or cable news or newspapers?
Local TV news.
Okay. And just one more. Cable news or print on newspapers?
Cable news.
Cable news. So the last one would be newspapers then. Moving on. Thank you. Which of the following issues matter the most to you right now? Could it be the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, health care, education, or something else? Which one is most important to you right now?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, yes, that's important. As you may know, the BAC, or the Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. More info coming. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I'd say important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat
important. Thank you. So we're almost done. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Which one do I think agrees with
the
more?
Which party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to none of that.
All right. Don't know. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Very well, sir. Yeah, I need to hear it from your own voice so I can enter it. I cannot choose the answer for you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Do you support the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, or in Stellantis?
The United Auto Workers.
And would you say you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you support the United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
On the immigration issue, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly as well or somewhat?
Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah, any of the questions for Joe Biden, I strongly disapprove.
Yeah, but I need to hear you from your own voice for quality purposes. On the healthcare issue?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. On the support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
On the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And on the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Very well. Let's move on quickly. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will be born in the election for president and all other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote. Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Almost certain or probably vote, you said? Okay.
Probably vote.
Yeah. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Yes or no? Yes or no. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good? All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, all right. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What do you think they could do to improve representation and service, the union?
Probably connect more with social media.
Okay. Do you mean connect with the members through social media?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I will enter that into a survey, I think. Okay, what I have entered here is, I think they should connect more with members through social media. Is that good enough, sir? Or do you want to change anything?
No, I don't want to change anything.
All right. And just, and what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
The union workers.
What about it?
Providing what they need, whatever it is.
Okay, so you think they should provide more of what? More information, more services? What do you do?
More information and services.
Okay, they should. What kind of services do you mean, sir?
Like just reaching out more, connecting with the union members.
Okay, more information. Let me
connecting with the union workers.
Yeah. And so you don't think they are being they're sharing enough information with union members?
Yeah.
Okay. Mentoring, I think they should provide more information and connect more with union members. Would that be good enough, sir?
Yeah, that's plenty.
Very well. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, text, mail, or job site?
Text.
Text. Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more times a year.
Four or more times a year, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. We're wrapping things up. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Republican. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I don't know. Is there a middle way in that?
No. A strong or not a strong?
Just put strong.
Strong. Very well. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
White.
White. Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Jacob.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your valuable time and your participation. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.